Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Journaling Room podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Snyder. Today, we're going to talk about an exercise that can change the way you process thoughts and emotions. I've called this the "What's Really Going On" exercise, and here's why this matters. Often the thing we think is the problem, the messy house, the distracted spouse, the missed deadline, isn't the actual problem. What's really going on is that we've attached meaning to the circumstance that doesn't align with truth. And so this exercise today is going to help us to slow down, peel back the layers, and reveal the deeper thought fueling the feeling. When we can see that root clearly, then we can challenge it, reframe it, and anchor back into our true identity. The fact is, though, our brains are fast processors. They love shortcuts, which means when something feels uncomfortable, the brain immediately tries to explain it. But the explanations are often based on old wiring, old habits, and false identity beliefs, not on reality. Here's how this plays out. So there's a circumstance. Just put in any circumstance. Something neutral just happens. We have a thought about that circumstance. We instantly interpret it, often through an old lens of not enough or unsafe or unlovable. That thought produces a feeling, an emotion. And then we take action based on that emotion. And finally, we get a result. Our reaction often even reinforces that original thought, keeping the cycle alive and looping. This is why in coaching, an emphasis on the false self versus the true self can be so clarifying. Because the false self lives in these distorted interpretations. Ones like, I'm not enough, I can't handle this, surely something's wrong with me. Whereas our true self is grounded, she's capable, she's secure, she knows that she's loved by God, she's resilient in His strength, and she can handle hard things. When we don't pause to ask what's really going on, we can stay trapped in the false self's narrative. So a journaling prompt that might help you explore this is, the story I'm telling myself right now is. Even labeling it as a story loosens your grip on everything being 100% true. So here's how to use the exercise to cut through to the truth here. Step one, write out the surface situation. Put on paper what you think is the problem. So the prompt could just be, what I think is going on is. And then step two is to ask, what's really going on? This is where we peel it back. Often the surface frustration points to a deeper fear or belief. Keep asking again and again, what's really going on? What else? What's really going on, again and again, until you reach the root. These prompts might be helpful. What's underneath this feeling is. What I'm afraid this means about me is. The pattern I notice is. This is where you often uncover cognitive distortions, like catastrophizing, or mind reading, or personalization. For example, they didn't answer my text, so that must mean they're upset with me. When you write this down, you can actually see, oh, I'm actually pretending that I can read their mind. I actually don't know what's true here. I have no idea what's going on that she hasn't answered my text. And then step three is always a reframe and a realign. So once you've spotted this false story, you can challenge it and choose on purpose, take your thoughts captive. This is where we actually take action on this scriptural principle. You can choose a more helpful belief. A prompt that might help here is, a more balanced way to see this is, the truth about me is, the thought I'm working on practicing instead is. This is really cognitive restructuring. It's literally teaching our brain to pause, question, and replace distorted thinking with something truer and way more helpful. And I want to say too, this isn't just a feel better exercise. This is actually brain science, because when we pause to journal, we're engaging the prefrontal cortex, that rational problem-solving part of your brain. In other words, journaling can shift you from reactivity to regulation. And here's the good news. Your brain is plastic. Through repetition, it rewires. This concept is called neuroplasticity. Every time you spot a false self story and choose a truer one, you're literally strengthening new neural pathways. Over time, that becomes your default. So a couple journaling prompts here for rewiring are, when this thought shows up, I can remind myself of what? A small shift I can practice today is. The identity I want to live from is. So let me just give you an example and we can walk through this together. So on the surface, I might have a situation where I'm overwhelmed because my teenager is disrespectful. And so I ask myself, what's really going on? And when I ask that question, what my brain offers is, I'm believing the story that their behavior means I'm failing as a parent. Then I can decide what I want to do with that thought. I've decided I want to reframe it. Teenagers test boundaries. That's part of their development. Their choices don't define my worth. I can parent from steadiness instead of fear. Notice how we moved here from the circumstance to the story I was telling about it, to the identity proclamation that I was taking on from it, and then I had the power to reframe it. This is the power of this exercise. So friend, remember, the surface problem most of the time isn't the real problem. The real problem is the story that we've attached, that false self-whispering of a story. And so journaling with the what's really going on exercise helps you name the story, see the distortion, and realign with your true self. And here's the encouragement. This kind of clarity is a skill. It takes practice. So this week, when something feels off, grab your journal and walk through these steps. Write out the surface situation. Keep asking what's really going on until you find the deeper story, and choose to reframe with a thought that aligns with your true self. Over time, I'm praying that you'll notice with the Lord's help that you spend less energy stuck in these false self stories and more energy living from peace, clarity, and strength. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.